This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. We don't roll here without our fine sponsors, by the way, and we thank them profusely and ask you to support them as well. One of those is Action Movers, a business that is booming right now. I mean, the moving business is just on fire. So they're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers. They'll even, right now, if you have a Class CDL, incredible opportunity there. They'll help you. Lucrative compensation packages, but they'll also, if you want to do the over-the-road side, get a program where you could become an owner-operator. So think about this if you have that CDL and you want to shape your future. 701-566-5532. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. Just stop in their offices or call them at 566-5532. Action Movers, that's two A's in action, Action Movers. Now, by the way, offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota, $99 per hour for two men in a truck. All you have to do is mention Scott. 566-5532. Congressman Kelly Armstrong here with us till the bottom of the hour, taking your questions and comments. Kelly, welcome back. So let's start on the drought. We had a call from Allen in Billings County after saying, we need some help on drought relief, and I have an idea, he says. So I said, tell me your idea, and we'll share it with Kelly. Here it is.
Well, what it'd be is help right now, coming to the cost right now, is double the feed a cow during the winter. And a lot of people can't even find the feed, so they're going to be selling at least 20 to 25% of the cattle. This fall is the minimum I've been listening to. And last year they had programs for the drought. This drought is more severe. I mean, they don't want a total handout, but at least get a break-even number for these young producers and everybody.
Now, what would you do with those dollars if you got what you're asking for?
Well, it'd be have to go into feed. It would just be trying to feed and maintain the herd through the winter. And there would be no leftover money with the cost of feed being up.
But here's the feedback I get from Congressman Armstrong and Senator Kramer, Doug Goring. They say as soon as they do that, the cost of feed just goes up another $100 because they know you got $100 extra.
Well, that's why don't give it right away. Try to push it to into like January and February to find out if we can get some moisture. Right now, there is $75 or $70 a head coming from the program in June, so that'll help a little bit. But I know where you're coming from, but if they could delay it to January, that's when these producers would probably need it the most. And by then, the hay price might stabilize.
Yeah, I've continued to say, let's find a North Dakota way to be the place to sell your hay. And if you could get it without disrupting the market, I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, in other words, if I've got hay in Kansas and I know, hey, you know, North Dakota's got a way here, or give you some sort of a transportation, edge. So it's you're paying for transportation costs, so you can go get it without that disrupting the market. It's so dang hard. Would you take that solution, Alan, over, say, low interest or no interest loans?
Well, yes, I'd say that would be a great deal because then it would at least get the Kansas hay market coming this way, that there would be a trucking deal. Some of these guys, they just ain't going to get enough hay. But, yes, that'd be one of the better ideas. I'm like you. I don't know what the perfect answer is to keep handing out money, but that would help a lot. The trucking costs would be absorbed.
What we're hearing here from Allen and Billings is not unique, Kelly's. I'm sure you know as well. Any solutions in what you heard there?
Yeah, so, and I've said this to you before, Scott, the problem, and this is the distinction between crop and livestock producing, you can't feed a cow cash. The programs that are set up, and the drought is so widespread from Wyoming to Montana to, and the ranching states. So One of the problems with the federal program, which we recognize, is it's a percentage-based program. So when the cost of feed goes up, even though you're getting a when it's a disaster declaration, the federal government's kicking in a portion of that cost, because the percentages go up, you're still paying more for feed, and you're competing with ranchers in Wyoming and Montana and everywhere else who are also in an absolute significant drought. So, you know, a North Dakota solution is transportation solution, but I just, I mean, the market's going to react to that because everybody needs it right now.
Should it be a state thing? I mean, I know there are some state programs. We do have the Bank of North Dakota. You know this as well as anybody, having spent the time you have in the state legislature. Can our edge come from Bank of North Dakota, from a North Dakota solution that doesn't, you know, come from the feds?
Well, the one thing the state of North Dakota, if they have, I mean, the ability to do is then, I mean, you can, North Dakota ranchers can, who would necessarily have a leg up against a Montana rancher or a Wyoming rancher. That's the one place where North Dakota could potentially do something. But again, I mean, and that's, you know, that's the difference between federal programs where everybody's competing for them and where North Dakota can uniquely situate itself.
We forwarded you a profit and loss statement from a North Dakota rancher yesterday. Your office got this, and this was basically an assertion that RMA, the Risk Management Agency, which is government, federal government, is basically dictating the loss levels to the NAU and other insurance agencies, so the fix is in, is the assertion from these ranchers. What do you say about that?
Seriously, and if anybody's listening, take these down. We just hired a full-time ag staffer in North Dakota. We've got a guy in D.C. working on it. We have caseworkers. If you have any issues with this, you guys got to call our office. And I'm going to give you my Bismarck office number and my Fargo office number. Bismarck is 354-6700. Fargo is 353-6665. So if you have frustrations with this and those types of issues, please reach out to us. We will respond. We'll get into it. We can never promise solutions. These are federal alphabet soup agencies, but we can help you navigate those things.
Well, and you know, use those resources. Take your frustrations. We have a delegation that serves North Dakota better than, I would say, per capita, anybody in the country. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of these experts. Let them run the traps on your pain points.
And I mean, my staff's used to the frustrations of people. We understand them, so please utilize those numbers. Let us see if we can help.
Here's another question came up earlier, and it had to do with the VAERS numbers on all the vaccine data on, you know, okay, how many are we administering, how many effects are there, everything else. Question was this: how updated is that information? Is it updated daily? Is it current? Is it lagging 6 months? That was what they wanted to know. I don't expect to have an answer today, but can we get that answer, do you think?
Yeah, we can talk about it, and there's obviously going to be a lag. I don't know how long the lag is. I know I don't think it's 6 months, but I don't think it's being updated daily either. But, yes, we can get an answer to that.
Another bit of old business before we go to the new calls and emails and texts here for you, Kelly, has to do with a ban on Russian ammo by the Biden administration. Is this happening?
So, yes, and I take some time. This is one of those issues where they may be giving some American manufacturers exactly what, you know, we've been asking for and giving it to us at the exact wrong time. And so this is primarily cheap ammo. This is what we call plinking ammo. A lot of it's 5.56, 7.62, 9mm. And this is something American ammunition manufacturers have been complaining about for decades. You know, they're dumping cheap foreign ammo onto the market, all of those different things. Nobody has done anything about it. Now, in response to Russia, the Biden administration is saying they're going to use this as a sanction for chemical weapons, which my question would be, if that's really what it's about, do we really think Russia's not going to find a new market for its ammunition? Because absolutely they will. Do we think this is going to hurt the Russian economy? It's absolutely not going to. If we were serious about putting sanctions on Russia, we would be dealing with Nord Stream and not dealing with American shooting sports. Now, that's the bad. And so are they doing it? Yes. Are they doing it for the reasons they're stating? I don't think so. I think this is one of the end rounds. If anybody remembers in the Obama administration, they wouldn't sell surplus 5.56 brass onto the market, which caused a run on that as well. That being said, we have been told that They will, it's state, it's DOJ, but it actually goes through CBP. I've been working with the American Shooting Sports Foundation on this. They're going to honor the contracts for 2 years. And if that's the case, you won't actually see a shortage in the near term, because these contracts for manufacturers and those types of things are spread out. But the problem is if it does go into effect where you see it just moves through the entire industry, because if people can't find cheap bullets to shoot, then they buy the more expensive bullets, then the hunters can't get their bullets, and it's a really, really bad thing for shooting sports. Listen, the United States is, this is something I think people don't recognize. We're producing more ammo right now than any other time in history. The ammo shortage is caused by new gun owners buying millions of new gun owners in the last 18 months. And if each one of them buys two or three boxes of ammo, you have a run on all of this. But it's a really frustrating thing. It's a frustrating thing for me personally. And you know me, Scott, this. I love the outdoors. But so we're staying in constant touch. We're trying to make sure, we would like a confirmation from CBP that they are going to actually honor the existing contracts for 2 years, because that should be able to alleviate any more of an animal shortage than already.
And 2 years to undo more of Biden's mess, I might add. Yeah. So, yeah, hope that's right. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Calls, questions, comments for him when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Advanced Business Methods, an employee-owned company based right here in North Dakota. What does that mean? Your money stays in your community. That's right. And that's why folks call Advanced Business Methods. Today's printers are basically high-end computers, so they work with you to keep them secure, provide quality output and reliability. Celebrating their 50th anniversary soon. That's right, 50 years of serving the business community. best products, best service you'll find anywhere. Go online, find out more about them. ABMnow.com. ABMnow.com. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Before we go to the calls and texts, and there's a lot coming in, I want to ask you about the $3.5 trillion fiasco. You were called back hastily by the speaker to vote. That looked like some moderate Democrats, if they exist, had said, whoa, this isn't actually infrastructure. This is a social woke agenda, and we know it. So we want to be able to vote on what actually is infrastructure, never as much as we'd like, given the folks that now have the office of the presidency and the executive branch and the House and the Senate and everything else, but at least Trump reforms in it for permitting and actual roads, bridges, and things we actually need from our crumbling infrastructure. We want to vote on that first. And did they get rolled? What happened? Are you going to vote on the $1 trillion before the 3.5? What does it mean that they have the framework in the budget now? Just give me the one-minute download on this.
They got some concessions. I think they were in a pretty untenable spot. I would have preferred, obviously, they would have voted no, but they weren't that. But I think, I think that's the biggest difference versus how this proceeded in the Senate versus how it's going to proceed in the House. I don't view this as a $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal and a $3.5 trillion, whatever they're calling it, infrastructure deal. I view this as a $4.7 trillion bill because I don't anticipate for any second that Speaker Pelosi is going to decouple these two things. So we'll see what happens through reconciliation. We're already scheduling rush hearings in the House. But I think it's important to recognize what this $3.5 trillion is. I mean, it's the highest sustained federal spending in history. It's $68 trillion in total new spending over 10 years. I mean, we're $23 trillion in debt. We're seeing inflation coming. This is insane. I don't know of a better way to say it. We cannot sustain this path. It's the biggest. We're dealing with Afghanistan and the tragedies over there and all of these different issues at any given day. But this is the single biggest threat to our republic I think we face. I didn't even vote for Trump budgets. Until we do some reform and until we get this debt under control, I think we have. I mean, there's a reason nobody hates Santa Claus. But we have to solve this problem, and it's acute. It's present now, and we're just simply not doing it.
And while we're doing the national security debt bomb, which, by the way, the debt is a national security risk too, right? We have a border.
Absolutely.
We have a border crisis that's beyond belief. Thankfully, the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday said, "Remain in Mexico is the solution, you dummies." And by the way, the first win I remember in some time other than on the pro-life front of Trump justices on the Supreme Court said, no, thank you very much. That's a big one. And then you have, obviously, the Afghanistan disaster. The only silver lining I see in the Afghanistan disaster is the fact that it's now easier for, if there are any reasonable Democrats left, for them to peel off. I mean, do you see a shift? Can we stop the bad stuff in the House because of all this Biden disaster in front of us?
Well, I want to back up 1 second. One of the things that I think is important, you know, it's not in the $3.5 trillion boondoggle. It's a 0% increase in Homeland Security funding, and it drops our military spending to the lowest level it's been in over 80 years. But people don't like this comment, but I think it's fair. When it comes to maintaining control over her conference, I don't know if I would ever bet against Speaker Pelosi. That's why, even from my vantage point in the House, I'm always obviously very curious of where, you know, Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, Senator Tester are, because I just think the firewall ends up being over in the Senate. I mean, since watching this from the Obamacare vote in 2010 until now, I can't really list a whole lot of times when Speaker Pelosi hasn't got her conference in line when she's needed to.
And Biden's mess.
And that's scary.
But Biden's mess is going to make that, I don't want to say easier, but more of a fighting chance. But I hear you. I mean, you just have to look at history. Brady, question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go, Brady.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering if you're aware of the D-dimer test instead of the PCA test that detects COVID. Are you familiar with the D-dimer test?
I'm not familiar with it specifically. I do know that there are a lot of conversations going on about whether the PCR test is particularly with the new Delta variant, is whether that's the most accurate test regarding false positives and those things. But I'm not familiar with the particular test, no.
Okay, well, what this test does, it indicates that in your body you have blood clots that are growing. A lot of the blood clots are not getting detected by the doctors today because they're nano-sized. And what is in the jab, especially the Pfizer jab, is 1% RNA spike protein and 99% graphene oxide, which is a toxin to your body. So all these people now that are getting the new variant, mostly the Pfizer people that have their jab that is now worn off, it's waning after 6 months. It's basically you have zero immunity after 6 months. That's why jabs 3, 4, and 5 are now being approved by the FDA because they are worthless. You are getting a micro blood clot injected into your body that continues to grow. And like the doctor said, Dr. Robert Malone and Charles Hoff, you will be dead in 1 to 5 years.
What's the solution here? Health freedom, people deciding for themselves and trusting their doctor and getting the data and critical thinking, isn't that what we need more of? Not government rah, 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 get a jab, get a jab, get a jab. Make a decision that's best for you and your family. It seems to me we've lost our minds here.
Yeah, so I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine mandate. One, I don't think with government has any business being mandating these things. And two, I don't think it'll do what the government wants it to do. I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody. I trusted a doctor to deliver both of my children, who are the most important thing to me in my life. So when I make decisions for me and my family, that's who I talk to. And that's who I recommend other people talk to.
The safism is the plague right now. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Critical thinking is key. Texter, if the U.S. is going to abandon all that 5.56 ammo in Afghanistan, can I have some?
Well, apparently.
Me too.
Well, and this is, I don't want to make light of this, but that is the type of stuff we're leaving over there right now. This is, and now the spin basically saying this is the most significant airlift in history is like when I was coaching baseball. And if you had a 9-run comeback, you were happy you had a comeback, but why are you down 9 runs to begin with? This is the spin that's coming out of here right now and trying to make this into something other than an absolute catastrophe is really fascinating to watch. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
A quick text here. Question for Mr. Armstrong. Is Congress going to ever try to pass a law limiting the POTUS executive order powers?
I think they're seeing it move forward right now. And war powers, and it came through the House. It's one of them, and two of them, and now they're working on it in the Senate side. You know, we had some pretty good hearings on that in the judiciary when you remove it. So I hope so, particularly in these areas, because I think this is manifested in a way that people recognize when you're dealing with these huge issues that aren't absolute immediate threats.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Role to play.
Thanks for the time today. We're going to do this every Wednesday with Kelly on What's on Your Mind. Thanks. More after this, folks.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man White had passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange. The same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late-night snack, or the silliness during a delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannadel know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, stools, and tables. Find Cannadel at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American woman caught up in the Afghanistan evacuation blunder makes a desperate plea to President Biden on Fox News.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to
really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
Republican Congresswoman from West Virginia, Carol Miller, on Tuesday.
It's our job to make sure that the administration understands how important it is to bring our people home. Americans don't leave Americans on the ground. I'm sure the people at the White House are feeling these same things, but they're trying to be upbeat and positive, but they've got to, in their heart of hearts, feel the same fear and the anxiety that we are hearing.
Biden says all Americans will be out by 31 August. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. We did not get to all your questions or comments for Kelly Armstrong, but he is going to join us now. I guess it's every other week. So we'll get back in that routine a little bit. Texter said, I'm shocked Armstrong is on. It wasn't but a few months ago that Scott's listeners were all radical insurrectionists led by into the Capitol by Scott himself. I'm guessing poll numbers must be slipping. Too late for me, though. I'll never vote for him again. We've talked about that difference previously. And I don't think Kelly Armstrong thought we were radical insurrectionists. I do think that some things were attributed to him that he said were not accurate. We've kind of been through that, so I just want to not say that we did have a strong difference of opinion, and the term whipping up our listeners was used, but I think we fairly adjudicated that whole thing, and it's sort of yesterday's news, so I'm glad he's back on. I'm glad he takes your questions and appreciate that. One question I wanted to ask him that I didn't get to, and I promised I was going to, was, is Joe Biden fit to serve? I think this is the question we need to focus on. I asked John Hovind and Kevin Kramer that question yesterday. Before we get to some calls here, I want to share those with you. John Hovind, is Joe Biden fit to serve?
Clearly, this is an example where he has not done the job, and we're seeing the consequences of it. And he needs to be engaged on this, and he needs to, you know, we've demanded a plan, and it's not all the things not just those things I mentioned, but how about all the equipment? How about all the equipment now that is going to fall into Taliban hands unless we do something about it? And so we are calling on him to give us a plan, not only to show us how our military is going to have the resources they need to get the job done, but how we're going to make sure we get our Americans out of there, how we make sure we get our Afghani allies out of there, and what are we going to do to make sure that the Taliban doesn't have that equipment and can use it against us in this war on terror.
Too late.
All right.
They already have it. They're already parading around in our uniforms.
Right, well, you can still get it back, but I hear you. It's a mess of Biden's making. There's no doubt about it. So is he fit to serve? I didn't hear no. I want to hear no. How about Kevin Kramer? Is Biden fit to serve? One more time for Senator Kevin Kramer. Is Joe Biden fit to serve?
You know, Scotty, I've been watching him these last several days do these speeches, these so-called news conferences where he has to look at a card to get somebody's name, and then he even has to look at the card to answer the question that's asked him, and I really have to wonder, but he's not any different than we thought he would be when he ran and ended up, you know, getting elected. So people shouldn't be surprised by it, and yet I do think people are stunned. I think people probably heard about some of his frailty, but now they've seen it in up close and in a really big way, in a very consequential circumstance, Scott. And that's what's so dangerous about this. This is not just some, we're not just talking about the Army-Navy football game here. You know, we're talking about human life. We're talking about terrorists, getting a grip in Afghanistan after 20 years of our presence.
Exactly.
Clint Romachet is a Medal of Honor winner, Presidential Medal of Freedom honor, decorated with countless medals for heroism. And he is going to join us on a special edition Teddy Talk for What's on Your Mind tomorrow. It'll be after the show, 11 on Facebook Live. I want him to answer that question as well. And I think the bigger conversation we need to have is the fallout from this. Remember Vietnam? We were not in it to win it. And guess what? It then prevented us as a country politically from actually going into places we should to rout out bad actors until when? Desert Storm. Okay? And even Desert Storm didn't finish the job. It sort of was carpet bombing but didn't get rid of Saddam Hussein. Then what do we have? The Taliban allowed to be in bad places and plot and plan against us. So then Operation Iraqi Freedom, Afghanistan was all about that, to get rid of bad actors in the Middle East, right? But took 20 years because we didn't do it the right first time. Let me ask you this, folks. What is Joe Biden's incompetence going to ensure in the way of a lack of public support for fighting where we need to fight, to get smart about it, the Trump way of fighting? He got us down to 2,500 troops in Afghanistan and scared the living crap out of the Taliban so they wouldn't lift a finger to harm us. Maybe this is what Biden wants. I heard Kevin Cramer and John Oman basically say he's not fit to serve. And I know the answer we're going to hear from Michael Walsh, who is a veteran of Afghanistan, who is a Republican on the House Armed Services Committee. Listen to what he says about this mess.
Talking about the evils of the Taliban, too.
Mike Walsh from Florida. I've served multiple tours in Afghanistan as a Green Beret on the ground. And this is deeply personal to so many of us. I personally have helped my Afghan interpreters get back to the United States. They're thriving now as American citizens, but their families are being hunted down as we speak. I've also had one that fought with us. His name was Little Spartacus. He was such a fighter. He was intercepted at a Taliban checkpoint with the very American documentation that he needed to get out of here. They didn't just kill him. They took him home to his village and beheaded his brothers and cousins in front of him before then beheading him.
Oh, my God.
I've seen school principals run out of town and murdered after they were hunted down. Their crime, teaching girls. And then the girls' school was burnt down. The Taliban have not changed.
Is that just unbelievable?
It's not unbelievable because it's the Taliban.
Yeah.
And you knew it was going to happen. And Joe Biden made it happen. Put it on steroids. Gives them now the ability to say, we're the sixth largest military in the world.
I don't think Biden did anything to make that happen. I think Biden is great and very competent at reading a script. And that is all he is competent at.
Here's the
at.
Deal. He's the commander-in-chief. He's the president of the United States. It's all on him. I don't care how many woke people he has around him or woke people in the military. He owns this. He owns this. And for that, every parent, grandparent, anybody with great-grandkids, you ought to weep, because that's the United States of America Joe Biden's trying to hand to them.
Yep.
It is criminal, and he's not fit to serve, and we better start saying it out loud and taking our country back. All right, some folks have been waiting a long time to wait in. I'm going to give you a minute each, and then we're going to go to our guest. Alarming new number out of NDSU today. 15-year low in enrollment. 15-year roll. What does that say about the workforce? What does it say about higher education? We're going to talk about the work being done at a different Institute of Higher Learning on the workforce development front coming up in a moment. But let me go to Scott and Mandan. I'm going to give Scott and Mandan, Clinton Bismarck, and Ryan and Minot a minute each because they've been waiting a long time. Scott, the floor is yours. Go.
Thank you, sir. Just wondering who's going to be entitled to this medical freedom that you and the governor are talking about. If Military is required to get it. If anybody that works in any type of healthcare setting, whether they're a nurse, a nursing home attendant, anything, if you're required to get it to get on an airplane, which is managed by the federal government, if you're required to get it to receive Medicare, Medicaid, if your hospital system is going to have to require employees to receive Medicare and Medicaid payments, who's going to get this medical freedom that you're so passionate about? Who's left?
Well, that's why I think the conversation begins now, and we have to dine up front. That's why I asked Governor Burgum, will you do what Governor Kristi Noem said she will do, and that is fight the federal government at every turn on this? And he said he would.
I appreciated you pressing him, frankly, a little harder than I expected, but you still allowed him to talk out of both sides of his mouth. He says he's passionate about medical freedom and making decisions between you and your doctor, but then he's talking about how it's perfectly okay to force medical workers to get it. That's the problem in all of this. These medical workers have been silenced from the beginning. Any dissenting opinion on masks, on lockdowns, on vaccines, on risks of those vaccines has been silenced and censored in the media, off the internet, off of any type of discussion at the state, local, federal government level.
Well, that's why we asked Kelly Armstrong about the facts
from the beginning.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that is criminal. It is absolutely criminal, and it's un-American. And we ought to absolutely fight back on all of it. I hear you, Scott. You're not wrong in anything you've
said. Here's what I propose. We all need to stick together. I've been protesting out in downtown Bismarck a couple times the last week against the vaccine mandate at Sanford and CHI. And again, it's not them. It's the federal government, 100%. But we all need to stick together, and the horn honks that we're hearing as we're standing out there on the street, tell you we're not alone. We're not a small minority of people who don't want to be force injected or forced to mask. We all have to stick together. We need to, if our employers are being forced, a gun held to their head by the federal government, we need to stand together and say no. And I've even proposed some type of national walkout, where all industries, if you're opposed to masking and
it's up to us, Scott. I got to go because I have others waiting, but I appreciate the call. Call again when we have more time. I will say this, from everything I've been told from the leadership of Sanford Health as one example, I've heard it from Essentia and others as well, religious and medical exemptions are being taken seriously. You should use those. You should use those if you feel as strongly as you do. We got to take this back. Ryan Minot, you got a minute? Go.
Did you say Ryan?
I did. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I listened to that guy yesterday from Stanford basically talking about mandating that vaccine. And what an absolute joke that was. Here's what I want to know. How much money does Stanford get from the federal government? That's my first question. And we talk about freedom to choose and all this stuff, but then they mandate the vaccine. Where were these nurses and doctors before the vaccine? They were in the hospitals. Dealing with all these patients, and all the workers were fine.
All right, Ryan, again, don't have time for this in length. I would only tell you, I don't think the financial motivation for a hospital system, for a healthcare entity, is to say, we want to get you in the hospital with COVID. I think that's why they're advocating for the vaccine, to say that will keep you out of the hospital. It's the one silver bullet in their mind. Doesn't mean we should shut down anybody that thinks differently than that. But they actually lose money when a patient from COVID is in there because elective surgeries are where they make money. So I don't think your profit model works there. I'll confirm that, but that's my understanding from everything I've learned so far. Where'd my critical thinking guy go? Clint Bismarck had the next minute on critical thinking. But let's just squeeze in Bob and Wheatland. You got 30 seconds. I'm not sure where the critical thinking went, but we need it. I'm with Clint Bismarck. Critical thinking is a plague. The lack of critical thinking is the plague on all of this. Bob and Wheatland, 30 seconds, go.
Yes, our leaders from the state of North Dakota, I guess they don't realize that we're actually at war right now, and it just went so much above their head. We're at war against the Democrats. The Democrats are the enemy right now, and people better wake up and see that, because our country, we're in a spiral downhill that we're never going to be able to pull out of this one.
And the commander-in-chief is not fit to serve the United States of America. Could that be any more obvious? And they're circling the wagons.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. For over 20 years, they've gone the extra mile to keep you satisfied. Schwann's free lifetime powertrain warranty on new Buicks, GMCs, and late model used vehicles as well. No additional cost. Buy with confidence, even if you want a Ford F-150, because they got a whole bunch of used ones right there. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
All the COVID questions answered from Dr. Steve later today on the K-Fire Cafe with Steve, with Todd, and Dr. Steve later today. And Minnesota's Dr. Steve is Dr. Scott Jensen. He's actually a candidate for governor in Minnesota. He's been on the front lines of this where, you know, people are forced to say it's COVID when it's not COVID. So he's here tomorrow on the 10 o'clock hour, full hour. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will be with us. Same thing, Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday. And Clint Romache, Presidential Medal of Freedom, true warrior,
on the fallout from this Afghanistan mess. So busy shows ahead. Always appreciate your calls, questions, comments. Remember now you can text us 24/7 at 701-237-1590. Higher education is transforming before our eyes in any number of ways that we could spend hours and hours and hours discussing. But I think everybody within the sound of my voice knows I'm a champion of the University of Mary, because it's long been known as America's leadership university, and they just are able to teach the whole person and do things that, by law, public institutions can't. And the fruit of that labor is just incredible in how it's game-changing for higher ed, life-changing for the individuals who are part of it. With us today to talk about Leadership ND, a great program through the University of Mary, is Brenda Nagel. She's the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. There's a deadline coming up soon for Leadership ND. They only accept 15 people a year, so this is really important to pay attention to. If you see yourself as a future leader of North Dakota, or if you employ people that you believe would be future leaders for North Dakota, you can really use this as a platform to grow your career and just do great things in the great state of North Dakota. We need more great leaders. We really do, and we have some good ones, especially at the University of Mary. Brenda, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Fantastic. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Tell folks the kind of experience these 15 people each year get as part of the Leadership ND program.
Sure. So it's a fun program. They learn a lot of things. It's they go to a lot of different places throughout the state of North Dakota. It starts out with a virtual orientation in December. They'll be in Bismarck in January. In February, they'll spend some time in Fargo. They'll go to Dickinson, Grand Forks, Watford City, and then end up in Bismarck in June for a graduation ceremony and kind of a closing event. But it's a great opportunity for these up-and-coming leaders to really gain an understanding of what's going on outside of their own community. So it's up-and-coming leaders from all over the state going into different communities and diving in and seeing what's happening in areas that they don't live in. It gives those leaders just so much more knowledge to be able to lead their teams and their businesses in which they work.
Yeah, I saw was been a part of a few of these conversations and watched just like sort of a fly on the wall them happen, where the people involved in the Leadership ND program are given opportunities. I remember one up at UND actually with Harold Hamm, where the UMary Leadership ND program came in. Monsignor Shea was there. They introduced Harold Hamm, of course, America's oil champion, guy that came from, you know, son of sharecroppers and hand-me-downs all his years, the youngest of 12 or whatever it was. Here he is answering every question of these folks one by one in a real intimate setting. I mean, the access to leaders is incredible, so leaders learn from leaders. Right, Brenda?
It's really what the program is based on, Scott. And, you know, speaking of another leader that I think many of us know is Mr. Gary Theraldson. He did a fireside chat with this leadership group as well this last year. And it's not often that leaders working hard in the companies in which they're employed have an opportunity to sit down with 14 other people and just have a good conversation with business folks that have done a lot of really great things and tap into their mind and ask them good questions about, you know, what caused them to take the steps that they did to make their business successful. It's an amazing opportunity.
Now, the deadline to apply for this is coming up October 15th. Sounds like a long time away, but it's not. And really something to think about, how do people go about applying? Do their employers nominate them? Do they apply themselves? Tell us how this works.
It can be a little bit of both, Scott. So you want to really visit leadershipnd.org. There'll be a lot of great information out there. It'll have the list of the dates and everything that and the cities in which they'll attend. An individual can apply, or if there's an employer, a CEO that says, I really want to get this person in the program, they can give us the name through that leadershipnd.org website, and then we will reach out and find out more information from them, make sure that they're available to attend all of the sessions, and we'll get them in the process.
And it's not an onerous amount of time you're requiring for them to be part of the program. It's really purposeful, rock solid things they want to be part of. But what is the time commitment usually?
So it's, they meet once a month for 6 months in different North Dakota communities. And so for an example, in January, it'll be January 12th and 13th in Bismarck. They'll do a little bit of work on the Stephen Covey book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and then they'll dive into some really important issues of things that are going on in different businesses in Bismarck. And then in February, March, April, and May, and June, there'll be a two-day time period where they will spend time in different communities.
Yeah, so it's the mother of all continuing education programs, really purposeful for leadership skills. It's tomorrow's leaders, it is. And just find out more about it at leadershipnd.org. Get the application in before October 15th. There's way more applications than obviously are selected for one of these 15 coveted slots. You won't regret it. Brandon Nagel, thank you. University of Mary, one of our favorites. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24/7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.